This is a storytelling episode. The Ball of Light, written by Tony, spoken by Elswith. I stand. In my cupped hands, there is a ball of light. Become small, I say. And she becomes small. Grow big, I say. And she grows big. I am pleased with myself. Look at me, how clever I am. See what I can do. I try again. Become small, I say. But she grows bigger. I am confused. That's not supposed to happen. I say again, this time with the most commanding voice that I can find. Become small. But she grows yet bigger. I sense that she, my ball of light, is looking at me. She speaks. Oh, my dear little man, she says. You did not think, did you, that you controlled me? Go on, try again, make me bigger. She is taunting, challenging me. Grow bigger, I say, but I can muster no sense of command now. I'm very uncertain, and am not at all surprised when, contrary to my demand, she becomes the tiniest dot of light. And now, she says, catch me if you can. And she darts speedily about the room. She moves so quickly that she leaves trails of light in her wake. My eyes try to follow her path, but she is too fast for me. I find myself spinning round and round this way and that in a futile effort to follow her. I feel dizzy. I'm barely able to remain standing. I am likely to fall at any moment. The tiny trails of light take on physical form. They become like ribbons, and she weaves them round and round me in a delicate yet firm and unyielding web. Soon my arms and hands are gripped closely to my side. My legs and feet are held tightly together. My head is covered, but for opening so that I may see, hear, and breathe. I am bound, tethered, trapped. She comes to a stop. She observes me. She enjoys her handiwork, relishes my discomfort. Almost perfect, she says. Just one last thing. One of the threads remains loose. She holds it like a lead. She gives it one sharp tug, and I am knocked off balance and sent toppling to the floor. I struggle. Get up. Bound as I am, I can do no more than raise myself to a kneeling position. But somehow I know that this position is right for me. It is where I belong. It seems to please her too, for she says, good, that's better. I was beginning to wonder if you'd forgotten all of your training. And then she waits. I realize that there is something that I must do or that I must say, but I'm not sure what. She has patience. Well, patience for this. If it takes all day, she will go on waiting. Then it comes to me. She's waiting for my consent. I find the words that seem right. The ribbons around my mouth make it hard to speak properly, but I am able to manage these few words. Yes, I say. I am open. She needs no second invitation. In an instant, she enters me. It feels good. I sigh. I really want her to do that again and again and again. She moves deeper into me. She finds a spot that never before has been touched. She teases it. I fall again to the floor, squirming, writhing. Oh, do it more, please, I beg. Not now, naughty boy, she says. We're not playing that game now. Her voice is sounding more and more familiar. Her light begins to spread inside me. She enters rooms which I long ago locked and barred. These rooms are musty and dark. She fills them with light, fresh air, and her own unique and delightful scent. There is that within me which has become hard and dry. She breaks it up and makes it moist so that the ground within me might become lush and produce good fruit. She finds the source of poisons which have infected me and caused me to hurt others and myself. She removes them and sees to their destruction. She opens doors to enchanting rooms that I did not even know were mine. They promise to give me new pleasures that I could not before imagine. Soon, I have an inner glow of her light. Creativity and love are coursing through me. Pleased with her work, she returns to the delightful spot and teases it some more. Everything within me feels to be on the edge of an explosion. But as I approach that moment, she stops. I am plunged into darkness. I can see nothing. I can hear nothing. The delicious touches have gone. I would cry out with pain and disappointment, but I don't seem able even to make a sound. I do not know how long I am held in this nothingness. It could be just a moment. It could be for eternity. Then, all the lights are back on. I can see and hear, and the teasing touches begin again, tantalizing and tormenting me, and oh, how I want the explosion, but oh, how I want the teasing to go on forever. Then, with her light still inside, I notice that she is, at the same time, outside, looking at me once again. She begins to grow. She rises in front of me like a wave building in stature. Soon I am craning my neck, looking up. She feels to be as high as a mountain. My bonds have fallen away, so I could get up and run. I am frozen. I can't even look away despite the dizziness and terror that this vision has produced in me. From a tremendous height, she leans over me, and I know that the wave is about to break. Drops of light begin to fall from the top of her arc. The light has taken the form of liquid. She is like water about to rain on me. She pauses for a moment to look. She sees me, trembling, small and vulnerable. She sees the mischief she's about to make, the chaos she is about to create. She sees her own immense power. And enjoys it. The wave breaks as she swoops down upon me in a mighty rush. Her liquid falls on my face. It brings back a memory of an orator, me standing before a font, my hands unable to resist splashing myself with the cool cleansing water. Is the most precious memory of my little life. The moment when my mistress bound me to herself. And I know that moment and this moment are the same. For me, there is only ever one moment. The moment of my mistress taking possession of me. I take what I know will be my last breath. The water engulfs me and submerges me. I am totally immersed and consumed. My urgent desire for life and to survive make me hold on to this last breath for as long as possible. But soon I can do no other but breathe in, knowing that it will only be water that fills my lungs. But no, I'm wrong. Here in this light, I can breathe, and I do so deeply and easily in the regular pattern that my training has made natural. I find my center. I float in this warm, comfortable, liquid light. I am fresh and clean, calm and tranquil. I find that in this light I can move and dance with grace, joy, and delight. I am a beacon glowing with her radiant light. I'm glorious, I am reborn, remade, happy. She speaks to me again. You did not think, did you, that I'd come to destroy you? Have you learned so little of me? I am in the light, and the light is in me, and the light is the light of my mistress, my goddess. The light is the light of Elswith. I am in her hands. Become small, she says, and I become small. Grow big, she says, and I grow big. Good, she says. Open, obedient, perfect.